1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVUNS time 8:45, Newsmaker 2 time here today. Stacy Schneider joining us, the interim director of Emporia's Granada Theater.
Good morning, Stacy. How are you?
Very well.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. How are things going here at the Granada leading up to what sounds like it's going to be a pretty busy next few months?
Hey, they're going really well. We're getting ready to kick off several great shows at the Granada. I'm still doing some planning for the remainder of 2023, and yeah, I've got my hands full in a really good way.
In a good way, that's right. And you are kicking things off this month. Tell you what, you've got a big show from a classic country artist with a lot of big time hits, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're very excited. We are bringing in some really excellent country gold from the 90s. On Friday, January 20th, we're going to be having Doug Stone in the Granada. So I am super excited to have him come in.
What does it mean for you to have somebody of Doug's, long-standing stature coming in here to the Granada?
Oh, it's a real treat, I tell you. We've had some really wonderful country artists that have come through the Granada in the recent past and a little farther back past, but this is one of those opportunities. He's one of my all-time favorites, actually, so it means a lot, and I am super excited to have them come in. They tucked us in as part of a tour they're doing in our region, and I could not be more happy that they're coming. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, don't delay. Get your tickets. That show is just a little over a week away, Doug Stone. I like the way I'm describing the 90s as classic country now. What has this come to?
What happened?
Where did time go?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about how tickets are available here, Stacy, because I know one thing that we mentioned, but let's go ahead and put that back out in front of the folks. How can people get their tickets and kind of what tickets are still available right now?
Okay, well, what we're doing for this show, it's a general admission show. We're selling floor seats and then balcony seats. So you can go in on our website. It's www.emporiagranada.com. and choose your tickets through there. You can call our office. Our box office is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4. And call us at 620-342-3342. Or folks are welcome to stop in and see us in the box office, and we'd be glad to do your ticket purchase for you right there in person.
Yeah, don't delay. Get your tickets today for a Doug Stone coming up Friday. What time? When is showtime, Stace?
Doors are at 6 o'clock, and showtime is at 7.
All right, what might be up next then? What do you else have planned here in the near future?
Oh, gosh, we've got lots of things going on. Our next show will be Friday, February 3rd, and we're bringing in the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Wow.
Sweetness.
And yeah, and they were here, I believe the last time they were here was 2018, so that's going to be some swinging fun for everybody, and those tickets are also available in the same manner as Doug Stone, website, phone, office. We're also doing some really cool collaborating with some of our colleagues in the near future, which I'm really excited about. I know Emporia Main Street is going to be bringing in dueling pianos to the Granada on February 18th. The Arts Council is bringing in a really great show called Malevo, and that is Thursday, February 23rd. So you can get your tickets actually through those venues. Kansas Free for Arts is doing the final of three shows at the Granada on Saturday, March 4th. That'll be featuring Making Music, Weta Skirts, and possibly another show along in that same lineup. So lots of good things happening with our neighbors, and then we've also got some great things lined up for March and April, so stay tuned for those things.
How important are those partnerships here, Stacy, for the Granada and really for the health of arts and entertainment here locally?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. I mean, I think that basically, you know, we're all here to support each other and to serve our community with the arts, and if there's anything that we can do to help, you know, make our community more all-inclusive for everybody and bring in, you know, audiences that maybe normally that we wouldn't have. It just, I think that it serves us well to be supportive of each other and to help our community and our fine arts community grow in that manner. So I'm really, really proud to be a part of all that.
Stacy Schneider joining us again here on KVUE's Newsmaker 2 segment here today. Stacy coming on board here as the interim director several months ago. And Stacy, I wanted to ask you kind of what your goals and objectives have been here in leading the theater and in your current role, and kind of what your game plan is here and your goals and objectives are for the next several months ahead, getting us into maybe spring or even early summer.
Well, basically our goals and objectives were to successfully complete the 2022 season, which I believe that we did. We hosted a variety of folks in the theater, from concerts to rentals and weddings, and just carry us through that season, which I think went just fine. And, you know, again, to keep us active and rolling and collaborating again through 2023. Plus, I'm doing some really great planning for the later part of 2023, and one of my main goals is to bring a bigger variety into our lineup for the remainder of 2023. I know we've had a lot of really great country artists and tribute bands, and those are wonderful, and in addition to those, I want to expand our lineup because there's some other forms of music and entertainment that folks have expressed to me that they might be interested in seeing, so I'm working on that right now, and I've got some good projects that I'm hoping to complete in that manner for summer and fall. So stay tuned again for that, because we're going to expand our lineup and bring the magic into the theater.
Well, and that's is something that I'm sure you really want to do, and that's get the input from the community. Keep your ear to the ground to hear exactly what people might want to have brought to the Granada Theater in some form of entertainment. But people have to realize, too, this is a fine line. This is not an easy chore, you know, to bring in acts that are going to bring people to the theater where you don't lose money. I mean, we may want to, you know, have somebody in here that may not bring a big attendance to the Granada. You can't keep doing that over and over again. So this isn't easy, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you really have to know, you know, have a good feel for your community. And one thing that I'm really welcoming and that I want to encourage folks right now is I would like input from anybody and everybody. That's something that I'd like to engage with our sponsors and really have some good collaboration with them on things they'd enjoy and the community in general. You know, we've got social media, we've got a box office. We're always available to visit, and so I would encourage anybody, you know, that has ideas or something they'd really like to see, hey, give us a call or stop by. I'd love to talk with anybody about that kind of stuff because I'm always open for ideas.
Emily, Stacey, how much of a joy has it been for you to lead the theater here the last few months?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, it's been great to, you know, just have the satisfaction of, again, carrying the Granada through the season, but I've had some interactions with some great folks as far as, you know, business colleagues and had some positive feedback from the community. So it's kind of my comfort zone. The entertainment business is where I'm right at home, and it's just great to go to work every day because it's not like work. It's you know, just going to do something I really enjoy. So
glad to hear that, Stacy. We appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it as well.
All right. Have a great day.
You also.
Stacy Schneider, who's the interim director of the Emporia Granada Theater. Don't forget, Doug Stone will be in concert coming up a week from Friday.
Can't wait.
The Granada. It's going to be a great show.
Going to be awesome. And for more information about the Emporia Granada Theater, you can always call the box office, 620-342-3342, or just simply go straight to the website, EmporiaGranada.com. Tomorrow morning at 8:20, we have LCAT Director Shane Bruner talking about what's up here for LCAT this year. We do have our 8:40 Newsmaker 2 spot, which is open for Thursday. If you want that, give us a call. We'll get you scheduled.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777. Good morning. It's 8:54.
Replacement windows for your home are a good idea, but they're particularly valuable in the cold Kansas winter weather. Let Howard McGathan give you a free in-home estimate on his Heartland brand, 100% American-made replacement windows.